It was absolutely delicious. 2 hours of nonstop gloating and bragging, without one shred of guilt or shame. We giggled and snickered, guffawed and snorted, slapped each other on the back, and roasted Pete's name over the fires of something. The fires of our happiness, I suppose. Although that doesn't sound exactly right. Fires of happiness. The fires of our devilish delight, that's better. Anyway, we spent the rest of the evening in wild celebration, and by sundown, we were both exhausted. I had never realized that gloating could be so tiring. Spent and exhausted, we found ourselves staring into each other's eyes. A deep silence moved over us. Drover broke the silence.
Well, what do we do now?
I'm not sure. I guess we've celebrated as much as we can celebrate.
Gosh, I hate to quit. I wish there was more.
Yes, me too. But all good things must come to an end.
How come?
Well, because they do, Drover. If good things lasted forever... Suddenly I had a thought. Wait a second. Maybe there is a way we can stretch this out.
Oh, goody, how?
I rose to my feet. Drover, we've spent the afternoon gloating to ourselves, but we've neglected the highest and most refined form of gloating. There's a whole new world of gloating we haven't experienced.
There is?
We haven't gloated in front of Pete. See, we could be sharing the joy of our victory with Pete and making him miserable. Drover grinned.
Gosh, I never thought of that. Hee hee. That would be even better, wouldn't it?
Indeed it would. It would be gloating multiplied by gloating. Gloating squared. I don't know why we didn't think of this sooner.
Well, we tried, but he was gone.
Good point. Well, he'll be back at the iris patch by now. Come on, son. Let's go find the little sneak. We left the office and went streaking down to the yard gate. There I called his name.
Pete! Kitty! Hey, Pete, report to the yard gate at once. We've got something we want to share with you.
Drover and I exchanged winks and snickers. We waited.
Pete!
No answer.
Pete, this is the head of ranch security speaking. I'm ordering you to report to the gate.
Nothing. Not a sound. Drover and I exchanged puzzled glances.
Gosh, what do we do now?
I plunked myself down in the snow. We'll sit right here and wait. I mean, who does that cat think he is? He'll show up, and when he does, he'll hear plenty about this. I knew the little pest would show up. He always did. But you know what? Well, you'll find out. It's pretty shocking.